Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's 5 o'clock. I want to welcome you to the public hearing, October 22nd, 2018. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed amendment to Chapter 19, Article 6, Section 373, Exceptions. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on September 28th. And was advertised in the Island Gazette on October 3rd and 10th, thus meeting the notification requirements. Proposed amendment will add a new subsection, number 9, to read as follows. Freestanding or monument signs for existing homeowner associations of more than 4 lots, noting only entrances and or common areas designated for owner's use, i.e. pool, parking lot, tennis court, clubhouse, etc. Signs shall be limited to 32 square feet and up to 8 feet tall. Shall be illuminated from exterior only and shall be constructed of the same material to have a similar look of the homes located within the HOA. No sign shall contain any changeable copy system. When using this exception, no more than 2 signs per entrance or common areas are allowed. Permitting process of section 19.374 applies. Do we have any comments? Any local comments?
No one signed up.
Well, let us give it a few minutes.
I have a question.
Yes, John.
The no higher than 8 feet or up to 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 32 square feet, I could have a 4-foot sign that goes 8 feet.
Yes.
Can I have a smaller sign or even a 32-foot sign that's hanging at 10 feet?
No.
No, it's this is specific to, if you look at the ordinance, this is exception to the ordinance. So the only exception to the ordinance is really to do with a specific sign that it can be 32 square feet, but it can't be 1 by 32. It can be up to 8 feet tall. I guess maybe.
But to me, that sounds like. I'm 6 feet tall. That's ground to here.
Yes.
I could be 4 foot tall, but if I was on my bicycle, I would be higher.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the 8 feet start? At the ground?
8 feet from elevation, John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, 8 feet from elevation.
Okay.
And what this is really talking about is... if you would think of the signs that you have when you come into like Beach Walk or one of those places, many of them are brick. It's the same construction as the home. This in particular is going to allow people to put some more significant markings on their HOA properties that are specifically used for just their ownership.
Well, where I'm really headed is in the HOA that you and I live in.
Yes.
That announcement of Sea Watch crossing over to the beach.
Yes.
That sign is over 8 feet tall. It's not more than 32 square feet. You know, it's about so wide and maybe 6 feet across or 7. But it is hanging above 8 feet. Now, do we need some wording in this to grandfather in currently non-compliant signs, or do we all agree, or do the four of us agree? And in as much as we agree that there's grandfathering, does that just become part of the minutes, or do we need that wording? If we agree that signs are grandfathered. If they're not, then at least the Sea Watch has to redo that sign.
John's talking about the total elevation of the particular sign, and that would imply the total elevation of a particular sign, I guess the way that it is indicated here. I need your help on that one, John. You know the Sea Watch sign. It's on pedestals above a walkway.
Yes, sir. What's there is there. We can't retroactively make you tear that sign down, at least the way our ordinance is written, without some sort of amortization process, which we do have in our sign ordinance. Additionally, that's zoned differently, so it would allow different signs that other areas may not. So whether or not it's non-conforming, I don't know. What I do know is it would be grandfathered if it is non-conforming.
Would that be a monument sign?
Well, I would consider that more likely a freestanding sign.
Well, that's maybe...
Next month, you're going to have a definition for monument sign come
right.
on your agenda.
Yep. So, I mean, I was thinking they might have addressed it in that, but to be honest with you, I don't fully know. You have any input on that?
Well, so, I support leaving it and,
sure.
and having it either a grandfather clause or an acknowledgement that that's that particular sign. Maybe that's the only one in town. That
well, the point would be, can other people do that, right? It's a sign you walk under.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what the issue is with your sign.
Oh.
Is there an issue with the sign?
No.
No, the
no,
question
I just
is...
don't want us to create an issue by signing a new ordinance that talks about 8 feet, and that sign is higher than 8 feet.
Okay, well, maybe it's a little confusing, but this exception applies to the entire town. So if
right.
you're in a different zoning that has different sign regulations, then whatever works for you is what's going to prevail. So you're not restricted to this if your zoning allows for something more. Does that make sense?
I think
yeah,
I need
it makes
to
sense,
repeat
but
that.
I don't know what that zoning is.
I like
John.
Saying that's grandfathered much better.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it, John.
Okay. I want the people of Sea Watch to be able to read the minutes and know that one of their guys supported them not tearing it down.
As opposed to the other guy from Sea Watch.
Also, Mr. Mayor, do we need, as part of the public hearing, to excuse...
No, not for the public hearing.
Okay.
We don't need to excuse him, but if he doesn't call in, we will excuse him for the 5 o'clock. Any other comment from the community? I do believe I'm going to close the public comments if there's no participation.
Okay.
Anyone? You want to say anything? Okay. Public hearing's closed.
Can you adjourn the meeting?
Sorry?
Adjourn the meeting?
Yes. Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All set.
During the